Dave Corja, Ishmisha, Joe Bollard. How false you rode with the air claw sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to our programme Sounds Irish, a programme of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A programme I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Dave Corja, Tha Fáilte Romhaibh, the Air Clár Sounds Irish. Hello friends and welcome to another edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Wallard and I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. As you're probably already being told, this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, you can contact me at any time by email. Everton274@sky.com. Now, don't worry about my name. The email address, everton274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. I want to make something very clear to start this week's programme. The programme, as you are aware, is called Sounds Irish. Now, that doesn't mean that every track will be an Irish song, but it will have some Irish connection. The singer might be Irish, the song might be Irish, the person who wrote the song might be Irish, but it will have some Irish connections. I had an email during the week from a listener who said that one particular track I played wasn't an Irish song. Of course it wasn't, but it was sung by an Irish artist. And I think you may have examples of that during this week's programme. Also, you will have some examples of some old favourites, because I've got a couple of emails that I've been holding on one side for a couple of weeks now to rebuild up a little library of emails. So if you have asked me for a particular track, well, it'll probably go out on this week's programme. Okay, let's start with a lively one. Now, this is from an artist I don't know anything about. That's true. Farmer Dan. Now, Farmer Dan is singing a song entitled Bring Me Back to Old Ireland. And I wonder how many of our emigrants echo those sentiments. Here's Farmer Dan.
Bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong, where the people dance the waltzes, they sing country songs. From the hills of Connemara down to lovely Sleabhamon, bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong. I left my home some years ago and travelled far away, across the Irish Sea, and decided I would stay. I got myself a wife and a lovely daughter too, but one thing is for certain, I sure am missing you. So bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong, where the people dance the waltzes, they sing country songs. From the hills of Connemara down to lovely Sleabhamon, bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong. Now day by day and night by night, sweet memories linger on. Four roads to Glen Amady and the mountains of Mourne, the green glens of Antrim and the Curra of Kildare. Sure it doesn't seem so long ago since I was over there. So bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong, where the people dance to waltzes and they sing country songs. From the hills of Connemara down to lovely Sleabhamon, bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong. Bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong, where the people dance to waltzes and they sing country songs. From the hills of Connemara down to lovely Sleabhamon, bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong. bring me back to old Ireland, place where I belong.
Bring me back to old Ireland there, from Farmer Dan. Now, I'm going to have to Google Farmer Dan for next week's programme, but perhaps we get a bit more information for you. We don't need any information about this next artist. I speak of Larry Cunningham, and I had the good fortune to meet Larry, oh, it's a good few years ago. I think he was with the Mighty Avons then. We were in the show band business together at the time, and I was playing with the Jack Ruan Band from Ballinagh, County Mayo. We'll hear more of County Mayo later on in the programme. But Larry, a quiet man, he was the man that did all the Jim Reeves numbers with the band, and he was a very good Jim Reeves impressionist. But I'm not getting the Jim Reeves song that Larry recorded some years ago. We're getting a song from County Cork. And no, you're not getting on the banks of my own lovely Lee. I've got a confession to make to you now. And how often have you heard me say that? This is my favourite Cork song. Ever since I heard it when I was but a teenager, sung on an old 78 by Joe Lynch. Here's Larry Cunningham.
It's well I know that often folks keep wondering when in my eyes a far-off love this sea. What can it be, the cause of all my dreaming? What is this dream so very dear to me? And true to tell, 'tis often I go roaming in dreams along the road of memory, to where my heart will find its consolation within that lovely cottage by the lea. My home sweet home that I so fond be cherry, the dear ones, they mean everything to me. In all this world, if there can be a heaven, I'm sure it's in that cottage by the lea. It's grand to stand outside that cottage doorway and gaze across the cornfields rich and gold, to hear the stream go rippling by the meadow, or watch the shepherd calling to his fold. From down the lane that winds behind the garden, a blackbird greets the smiling sun, and as his music echoes o'er the valley, smile and bless the day that you were born. Yes, that's my dream, my lovely dream of homeland. And though I thought a rover I could be, 'tis soon I found I left my heart behind me within that lovely cottage by the lea.
Yes, I am aware that it sounded as though it was recorded in the bathroom, but that's the way they did it in those days. A very early Larry Cunningham recording of A Cottage by the Lea. Now, here's the first of those emails that I mentioned at the beginning of the programme. This comes from Jean. Jean lives in Liverpool and is one of my Facebook friends. And she said, Joe, some time ago, I began to listen to Sounds Irish, she said, and you played a song by a lovely female artist. I can't remember her name, but I can remember the name of the song. The song tells the story of an old man who's reminiscing about his life in Coora Clare. Oh, that's what, that's it, Jean. You've hit the nail on the head because it's my favourite female Irish singer, Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Anne is from County Cork. Here we're back in Cork again. And she has made some lovely albums and she has a lovely special voice. I always say that Anne-Marie O'Riordan has a special voice and she gives her song her own special treatment. This one, for instance, was the first Anne-Marie O'Riordan track I think I ever played on Sounds Irish when I was smitten. So, Jean, many thanks for the nice things you say about the programme. Keep listening. And for you, the story of the old man who's reminiscing about his life way back in an Irish village. He's left Ireland and he's hoping someday to go back to Coora Clare. Here's Anne-Marie.
I've been away from Ireland now for nearly 50 years, and thoughts of home are still so dear to me. Often I gaze across the ocean and my eyes grow dim with tears. Let me tell you all the visions that I've seen. As a barefoot child I stood there when the summer sun did shine across the steeple of that little church down there, and we gathered every evening while the weather would be fine. Around the chapel gates in Coora Clare, so in dreams I'd love to ramble down the village street and meet the boys and girls gather there for to sing the good old songs, telling of old Ireland's wrongs. Around the chapel gates in Coora Clare, there were weddings planned and matches made and stories old and new. Around among the boys that gathered there, and we played those football matches till the final whistle blew. Around chapel gates in Coora Clare, we would talk about the neighbours, the weather and the times, and who the boys were courting on the sly. We would watch the colleagues passing down and bid them the time of day. and perhaps we'd catch a twinkle in their eye. So in dreams I'd love to ramble down the village street and meet the boys and girls gather there for to sing the good old songs telling of old Ireland's wrongs. Around the chapel gates in Coorat Lair, now I'm growing old and weary in this land so far away, but I'll return to Ireland yet if God will spare. And when all is done, they lay me at the closing of my days inside the chapel gates in Coorat Lair. Inside the chapel gates in Coorat Lair.
A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played a song that caused a great deal of interest amongst many of the listeners to Sounds Irish. The song states the fact that everybody in this world at some time in their life needs a hug. Yes, we do. We don't hug each other enough, in my book. And apparently, according to Foster and Allen, they tell a lovely story, particularly the opening of this song. Picture the scene where the youngsters are getting up to go to school and the mothers looking round for school bags and combing their hair. And, well, listen to Foster and Allen and see if you would agree with them that everybody needs a hug.
I remember I wasn't much older than 4, maybe 5 at the most. The go-to-school mornings were colder, no such thing as a buzz. Our mother was searching for school bags and combing our hair the wrong way. As she buttered our toast and buttoned our coats, here's what my mother would say.
We all need a hug in the morning and one at the end of the day. As many as possible squeezed in between to keep life's troubles at bay. No matter wherever you ramble, your problems be great or be small, it is my belief, for instant relief, a hug is the best cure of all.
I met an old exile in Boston who longed to go back home one day, but he thought no one there would be caring, for he'd been so long away. To stop a teardrop in his coffee, he gave his old whiskers a tug, and I knew that he'd give all he needed to live for a big welcome home again hug.
We all need a hug in the morning and one at the end of the day. As many as possible squeezed in between to keep life's troubles at bay. No matter wherever you ramble, your problems be great or be small, it is my belief, for instant relief, a hug is the best cure of all.
A letter can bring consolation, a phone call can brighten the night, In the midst of great aggravation, they can put at least some things to right. But when your heart feels like it's breaking, your life slipping down past the plug, and you feel like a ghost, the thing you want most is someone to give you a hug. We all need a hug in the morning, and one at the end of the day. As many as possible squeezed in between to keep life's troubles at bay. No matter wherever you ramble, your problems be great or be small, it is my belief, for instant relief, a hug is the best cure of all.
And so say I, Foster and Allen. Everybody, at some stage, needs a hug. I would agree with that. Now, have you ever sat down with your friends and reminisce? I do it all the time. Remember the days when, you know, or people talk, oh, it's not like the old days, or things were different in the old days. Of course they were, but sometimes it's good to reminisce about our childhood and things that we did and things that went on and things that made us laugh and things that made us cry and comparing our families. But here's the new Barleycorn, and they're singing a song, and I let them introduce it themselves. It's from a recording of a live performance, and it's called When I Was a Lad.
This wee song is one we picked up when we were touring Liverpool, and it looks back at the old days. Some of us in the group can look back further than others, and it's... We used to go to the pictures with and get dolly mixtures and what do you call it, Smiths, you know, with the wee blue bags and all them.
I went to the pictures with a pig's foot.
So that's what I mean.
Only one.
It's a wee lively song, so you can clap along and join them. It's a song called When I Was a Lad.
The back-to-back houses covered in smoke and grime, children skipping in the street and washing on the line.
Come on!
Scarf tucked down your jersey to keep you from the cold. I wore a woolly balaclava when I was 9 years old.
When I was a lad, neighbors were neighbors. When I was a lad, doing your favor, people giving people a hand, no matter how small. When I was a lad, dolly mixtures. When I was a lad, Saturday pictures. When I was a lad, those were the greatest days of all.
School from Monday to Friday, I learned to read and write. Granddad sitting on the doorstep in the fading light. Tin bath hanging from a 6-inch nail, lino on the floor. Lavatory out in the backyard, sit with your foot against the door.
When I was a lad, neighbors were neighbors. When I was a lad, doing your favor, people giving people a hand, no matter how small.
When I was a lad,
when I was a lad, dolly mixtures. When I was a lad, Saturday pictures. When I was a lad, those were the greatest days of all.
Times were hard in winter, but Mommy kept us fed. All night huddled round the fireside, overcoats on the bed. We were a great big family, we all slept head to toe. In a big brass bed up in the back room, but it seemed so long ago.
When I was a lad, neighbors were neighbors. When I was a lad, doing your favor, people giving people a hand, no matter how small. When I was a lad, dolly mixtures. When I was a lad, Saturday pictures. When I was a lad, those were the greatest days of all.
One more time.
When I was a lad, neighbors were neighbors. When I was a lad, hand, doing you favors. People give me people a hand, no matter how small. When I was a lad, jolly mixtures, when I was a lad, Saturday pictures, when I was a lad, those were the greatest days of all. When I was a lad, those were the greatest days of all.
Some reminiscing there from the new Barleycorn. For years and years now, I've been a big fan of Johnny McAvoy, and I know that regular listeners to Sounds Irish will be well aware of that fact. And I want to play for you now a piece from The Quiet Man. No, you're not getting the Isle of Inish free. This is, I don't actually remember this in the movie The Quiet Man, but probably one or two other people will. But this is Johnny McAvoy singing a lovely song. The lyrics are absolutely marvellous. It's entitled When the Rain Comes.
What will you do when the rain comes and summer days are drawing to an end? Will you love me still in the early morning chill? Will you whisper my name to the wind? How many times have I told you that I love you more than words can ever say? The stars in the skies could never match your eyes, or the sunlight, the color of your hair. Oh, how I wish it was springtime once again, and I could hold you close in my arms. What will you do when the rain comes and autumn leaves are falling to the ground? Will you be my friend at summer's end? Will you still meet the loving we have found? All the long year I will love you, no matter if the sun shines high or low. There'll be no clouds to hide the love I feel inside. There'll be no place for teardrops to flow. And oh, how I wish it was springtime once again, and I could hold you close in my arms. What will you do when the rain comes and summer days are drawing to an end? Will you love me still in the early morning chill? Will you whisper my name to the wind? Will you love me still in the early morning chill? Will you whisper my name to the wind?
Now it's request time again, and an email that came in a couple of weeks ago, and it's a request for Trudy Lawler and her mother. This comes in from Eileen. And Eileen, I know Eileen very well. She's a very good friend of mine. She's one of my Irish listeners. And she says, Joy, enjoy Sounds Irish. And some time ago on the programme, you played Trudy Lawler and her mother singing Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Maybe at some stage in the future, you might play the track again. Well, Eileen, I certainly do it right now for you, hon. But I just want to say also a big thank you to you for the nice things you said about the programme. And I'm glad that you enjoy it so much. And I'm also glad that your mother enjoys it. She listens to the download of the programme that you take from the programme gallery and you play it for her in the evening time after tea. Well, that's good. Okay. And to Eileen and Eileen's mother. You didn't give me her name, but for Eileen, as I say, and Eileen's mother, here, Trudy Lawler and her mother, who, believe it or not, is in her 80s, sing together Beautiful Isle of Somewhere.
Somewhere, land of the true, where
You can well understand why that track is so popular. Trudy Lawler and Philomena Keyes and their version of Beautiful Isle of Somewhere, mother and daughter. I want to play for you now a track that we've played so often on Sounds Irish since the day it started way back, or well back when. We'll just leave it at that, way back when. This is the Ronnie Drew version, and the reason I'm playing this particular version, there's a verse in this that I never heard before. Of course, I speak of the song The Irish Rover, you know, the song about the ship. I think we had the High Kings doing it a couple of weeks ago, but this is the story of the well-known ship, the Irish Rover, that set sails from the coal cave Cork, and it has all sorts of weird cargoes on it, and well, it hits a rock, and look, Ronnie Drew, some lovely banjo work on this, by the way, and his version of The Irish Rover. And I wonder if you know the verse that Ronnie sings.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of clay for the grand city hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and oh, how the wild winds drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of old blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bone. We had 5 million hogs. We had 6 million dogs. We had 7 million barrels of porter. We had 9 million bales of old nanny goat's tails, all on board of the Irish Rover. There was old Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for the set. He would tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille, till the dancers were flutered and bet. With his smart witty talk, he was cock of the walk as he rowed the dames under and over. When he took up his stance, they all knew at a glance that he sailed in the Irish Rover. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee. There was Hogan from County Tyrone. And Mickey McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a chap from Westmeath named Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. There was Dolan from Clare, just as strong as a bear, all on board of the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. Then a whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's owl dog. Then the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The boat, it was turned right over, turned 9 times around, then the owl dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.